I never know how to start these things naturally, so as always, I hope you guys are having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. This is a little bit different than what I've been doing. This is something I've been thinking about, of doing this series called How I View Life. And I'm going to get just a bunch of different people and sit them down and literally just have them explain how they view life. And I think that's just going to be a cool thing, just to show how us as individuals, we all view life differently. I mean, you can view life similar to someone, but you're never going to view life 100% the same way as somebody. And I think that's something to like be celebrated and be looked into, and just to like to understand that. So, I mean, I'm just going to jump into mine. So, hi, I'm Zach, and this is how I view life. I mean, I guess how to start this off, I guess I'd go into how I'm viewing like my life's metaphor right now, and that is be the best you can be and treat everyone like a human being. I think that is such a huge thing if you can actually understand that we're all just human beings on this floating space rock trying to figure it out. Like one of my biggest like realizations that I had was that this is everyone's first time going through life. I mean, no one's going through this like their second or third time. No, this is everyone's first time going through life. So I don't get how we allow people to start telling us, no, you need to live this way. No, you need to live that way. No. Like, hold up. This is your first time going through life. We're all just trying to figure it out. I mean, if you realize that we're all like literally making it up as we go, and that's not in like a bad way. It's not like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. It's no, because no one can tell you what tomorrow is going to bring. You're literally having to figure out each day as it goes. I mean, like, you can have these routines where things are the same, but like, I mean, things happen in life. Like, it's like a roller coaster, you know? I will share something, because I think this was a huge thing. I don't think anyone has ever said this, so I'm taking credit for this. Not the beginning, because I've heard the life's a roller coaster, but I definitely added on to it. But there was a time, like a friend was just going through a rough time, and I was just, you know, I was just enjoying a blunt. And I remember just, I turned to him, I looked at him, and I said this. I mean, I think this is a huge thing. I said, life is like a roller coaster. Don't let the heights scare you. Don't let the lows get you down. Don't let the loop-de-loops turn you around. Sometimes you're going to get on alone. Sometimes you're going to get on with other people. But at the end of the day, enjoy the ride. Like, I mean, you think about it. I'm not going to say it again. You can rewind, but like, think about that. Like, you're like, no matter what this life is going to bring you, it find a way to enjoy it. Like, life can punch you in the face and drag you through the mud. But like, you gotta just be able to like realize it's just life. There's good, there's bad, there's ugly. Life is such this complex thing. But like, I think we can make the best out of it if we could get the mindset out there that we need to treat everybody like a human being, and if we're all just actively trying to be the best we can be. That's why like that's my life's metaphor. Like, I truly believe if we figured that out, we would be on our way to humanity uniting. I think that would be sick. I mean, if you ever look at any of those movies like Star Trek, I mean, and, like in video games like Halo, where like we're actually like out exploring space. I mean, we got all these spaceships and technology, and they look at Earth. It's because Earth is like united. Like, humanity finally figured out it was dumb killing each other. Like, we all came together. Like, there we go. Like, we could do that. That'd be sick. That'd be so cool. Definitely on board for a united humanity. But I'm gonna start going off track because I'm gonna start talking about space and stuff. I mean, that does raise a huge thing that I think for me, as far as in viewing life, like I do believe that there's like a creator out there. I mean, you can call him God, you could say it's the universe, you could say, I mean, whatever, there's like a thousand different names, which is wild. And I might go down a theory for you guys here in a sec, maybe we'll see. Because I don't know if it really has anything to do with my life view. But I mean, I think that has enough. That kind of has an effect on my view of life, but I believe if there's a God, I mean, he's something that we can't comprehend. Like, we can't even fathom him. And do you not think he would have then created us to just then make the most out of the life that we have? I think that is like, would be what he would want. It's like, whatever you do, I mean, be happy, find your happiness, and make the most out of this life. I think that's what he would want. And he would want to see you treat somebody with love and respect. I mean, like, treat everyone, not just someone, just treat everyone. And I mean, that's kind of my view. I mean, so like, I don't think it really has my, I mean, I guess it maybe does have an effect on my life view. I don't know. I'm mulling that over right now. But because, like, if he wants you to have all the, like, go after your happiness and stuff, then it's not really getting your way. Like, I don't think a creator is gonna give us a bunch of rules that we have to follow. Like, he's like, why would a God that is, or a creator of the universe that is so beyond our comprehension, so far out, that he would care enough to like make sure he like gave you rules to follow? Like, it just doesn't make sense in my head. And then who knows? We might be in a simulation. Everything is ones and zeros, you know what I'm saying? And then I think that, I mean, that really covers how I view life pretty simply. Oh, and another thing, nothing will ever be perfect. Like, that was a huge, I have a low-key mental flip today I had. Like, I almost didn't even shoot this because I have like this like pimple. I had this pimple, and when I get pimples, I'm the type of like I pick at them, I pop them, gross. I know, but like bad. Like I'll scratch at them. They'll scab. Oh, it's terrible. I don't get them that often, but when I do, like, I'm awful with it. So like I have this like right here, and I was just like, oh, I can't do it. I'm not gonna do this episode because I've been thinking about this for a little while. I'm like, I can't do it. I gotta wait for this to clear up. But I'm telling you, as soon as if I put this off, this probably would never have happened. This whole thing. So I'm realizing like nothing's ever gonna be perfect. Nothing's ever gonna live up 100% how you see it in your head. So you need to just like realize that. Like, you just need to be like, okay, nothing's ever gonna be perfect. Then nothing's gonna stop you from doing anything. 'Cause like there you go. Just go. Just do it. It's not like it's never gonna be 100% how you see it in your head. Get it to as close as you see it, but like, I mean, just go for it. Like, don't let that hold you back, because it's not perfect, you know? But yeah, I mean, I think there we go. I think that really like sums up just, yeah, how I view life. It's a simple, complex thing. Everyone, like, you gotta think everyone is complex. Everyone, like, whatever you think you can think of and what you think of in a daily basis, and you're like, oh, my brain is crazy, just know that everyone in this earth is the exact same. And it's kind of hard for us to realize that, like, you know, everyone thinks they're the main character. You gotta realize that everyone, like, if you know what I mean by like the main character of a movie, you know, like, oh, everyone thinks they're the main character of this movie called Earth. Like, so realizing that is a big thing, because then you see everyone as complex as you. Like, I mean, think that you can feel like a million different feelings in one day, like going back and forth, flip-flop, like all over the place. So can everyone else. So like you like once you can see that, it really does. You really do view just us like as humanity differently, because you just see us all as this one team. Because like if I cut my arm, I'd bleed red. If you cut your arm, you'd bleed red. I'm pretty sure that's like a team jersey right there. Like, we're on the same team. Like, just saying. I don't get it. We'll figure it out. I hope humanity figures it out. I really do. I don't know if I'll see it in my lifetime, but like that's where I believe like we could do our part. Try to have a good impact on society. Try to push it forward. Try to pull it together, and then we hope then we pass it down to future generations to continue it. Man, I mean, that'd be sick if we saw the humanity pull together in my lifetime. That'd be epic. That'd be so cool. But yeah, like I keep saying, like that's how I view life. Like I'm gonna finish, and then I think of something else. I mean, because it's always. I mean, life is awesome. Like it's great. And then one thing I guess I would share, because you know, I mean, I did go through a really dark period in life where it was like, I mean, whew. And a huge thing that helped me, and I mean, I really like, hey, this like, you know, trigger warning when I'm gonna talk about, you know, suicide. Like, if you've ever been in that mindset where you're like, I'm done, like, I'm done. But then you come back. You stay. You decided to stay. This was one of my biggest flips from coming out of such a dark headspace. Is I realized I chose to stay. So I'm going to be happy with my choice. So if you choose to stay on this earth, be happy with your choice. Like, be happy that you get to wake up every day and you get to breathe and you get to live life. Like, be happy with your choice, because no one can make you stay on this earth. No one can. It's always up to you. But when you choose to stay, like, be happy with your choice. Be happy with your choice. And that kind of just came up to me because I had this deep talk about this stuff with a friend last night at a pub. And I was just like, it just kind of popped up in my mind now. And I think that's a huge thing with my life view. Because you realize that, like, I mean, at any point, like, I could just take myself out. Like, I could, I have the power. But, like, I choose to stay. Every day I wake up, I've chosen to stay here on this earth. So I'm going to be happy with my choice. Hell yeah. I'm like... That's like, I don't even know. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm choosing to keep on going. Like, I'm going to be happy every day because I'm choosing to keep going. Like, I hope that makes sense. And I hope that resonates with anyone that needed to hear something like that. If you didn't, like, and if you've never been in that dark place, like, heck yeah. Like, I'm glad. Like, it's not worth it to let your mind drag you down like that dark. You got to realize how much control you have. And that, I guess, there you go. That's another big point in how I view life, is you need to realize how much control you really have in your mind. I mean, we allow our brains to take over and, like, bully us, and they rip us down. Or you can let your brain take over and they, like, hype your ego up, and they I just kind of, like, fumbled over my words. But... like, that's a huge thing. Just realize how much control you have over your brain. That it comes down to you, just as an individual, to get inside your head and take control of it. Like, whatever you're going through, like, you just need to realize that this is your brain. It's your, like, your body. Take control of it if you feel like you don't have control in there. You feel like it's out of control. It's all over the place. You know, you need to just start getting in there, start changing your perspective a little bit, and start and take that control. Change the perspective that your brain's controlling you. No, you're controlling your brain. And that's a huge step. Once you really gain control, like, of just, you know, how you think. You start realizing your different, like, I don't know, you could say, like, your different triggers or your different, just, I guess, how you see life in the world. Like, when you really actually get in there, you start doing some, like, you know, spring cleaning and you just really fix up and patch up areas that maybe you were hurt in or where you were confused, that you're just like, I just don't get this. And you just get in there and you figure it out. Like, I'm telling you, you'll start getting it. I feel myself starting to ramble a little bit, so this is actually going to be how I end it. But I think that was a good thing. Like, realize how much control you have inside your brain. And I always want to see everyone just, you know, go for their happiness and be the best they can be. And just, you know, yeah. So be the best you can be. Treat everyone like a human being. And I love you guys. And truly go... and just be, I was just about to say it again. There you go. All right. So yeah. I think, yeah. Later.